We're here with Gwen Gould, who I think is pretty well known in this region after all these years.
Yes, I love her Brandon Burke Concerto album. Sorry. It's a joke that you must hear a zillion times, but that's the nature of this show. I tell jokes that are boring.
Well, he used to boost my crowd quite often in New York.
Oh, my gosh. But what happened when they found out?
Well, they stuck around for the most part.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
The reference here is to Glenn Gould, of course, in case there are any members of our audience who might not know that.
Now, is that your birth name?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is. It was Gwendolyn, but my mother crossed off the Dolin part.
Oh, when she realized you could make a career out of the...
I don't think she knew Glenn.
You don't play the piano, though, I happen to know.
I do.
Oh, you do? I thought you played...
Not in public.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. But I mean, professionally, you do not play the piano.
Well, I have.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's played as an accompanist,
yes.
I know for sure.
Yeah.
But Gwen is here in her capacity as a board member of the Hudson Area Library, our new library. I think of it as a new library. It's the old library in a wonderful building, the old Armory building.
Hmm. I guess it's how you define library, Ellen.
Sorry?
I guess it's a matter of how you define library. Is it the building? Is it the books in there? Is it the people in there? I think that's what you're getting at, right?
I guess.
Well, is it the library or not?
I'd say it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It is.
And when it's all put together.
Yeah, let's just call it the library for now, Ellen. Okay?
What did I call it?
Well, you're saying you don't know if it's
library?
The library, the new,
The Hudson Area library.
Yes, it is still the Hudson Area Library.
Yeah. Right.
Some people just can't get used to change.
That's true. But Gwen is here to tell us about a program that she was responsible for bringing to the library, which sounds pretty interesting. So I'll let her tell us about it. It's going to be not this week, but next week, March 24th, I believe,
right,
Friday.
Right, it's a Friday, yes. Mm. First of all, the library is a spectacular place,
mm-hmm.
and we do have a wonderful community room there that we're planning to do lots of things in, and already
the room
many things
to the right when you come in, right?
Yes,
that room.
Many things are happening there already, and we're beginning to work on the acoustics a little bit. It's a little bit overly live, but
explain to our listeners what that means.
The sound kind of bounces around. Sometimes it's hard to hear people speaking, but we're going to solve all those problems.
So musically, does it mean sounds are coming back when the performer is actually ahead of it?
Do you mean echoing?
Well, there's not a delay,
right?
But
it's combining.
It kind of it's hard to say because I'm not an expert on that.
Just wondering.
It bounces off the wall and the ceiling and the wood floor. And who knows how it gets mixed up, but we're working on it, and it is a glorious space. I did a concert there when the place was empty, and certain kinds of things work well. It's a little harder to understand people speaking, but it's glorious for sound. We had a violin and piano there several years ago, and it was great. It also depends on how many people show up. So if we have a full house, which I hope we will, that will help with the sound.
It absorbs the sound in a way, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes, it does. So this is a program that's going to be premiered in New York City at the end of March. And we have the distinct pleasure of being able to preview the premiere. And it's a song cycle by Grammy Award-winning composer Herschel Garfein. The poetry of Donald Hall, who was a former poet laureate of the United States from 2006 to 2007. And it's called Mortality Mansions. Now, this is the title of it's actually a phrase in one of Donald Hall's poems. And it's a song cycle that explores themes of love, sexuality, and bereavement in old age. So it's going to feature a pianist who is Dimitri Dover, an acclaimed pianist for the Metropolitan Opera Lindemann Young Artist Program, and a tenor, Michael Slattery, who made his debut with the New York Philharmonic a few years ago at the last minute, filling in for someone, and has had a spectacular career since then, performing all over the world and in various places in New York City and New York State, and actually Williamstown Theater Festival, and mostly Mozart. Anyway, this is a collaboration. This was created in collaboration with the Heyman Center for the Humanities at Columbia University, the program in narrative medicine at the Columbia Medical Center, and an organization called Sparks and Wiry Cries for their Casement Fund song series. And it, this will be performed at Barnard College on March 30th, I believe. So the connection with the hospital, with the medical center, is interesting because they have a program called Narrative Medicine.
Who does?
The Columbia Medical
Columbia
Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this means basically paying attention to the experience of illness as mm-hmm. opposed to just the biological process. And
it's very hot topic with the that popular book. I think you know it, Ellen.
Oh, Atul Gawande's book?
Right.
Being is, Mortal?
Right.
Is that the one?
This is, this is something now that medical schools are paying more attention to.
Yes.
Ask me how I know that, Ellen.
Because, he wants me to ask him. Go ahead.
Yes, so I can cavil a little bit, as they say.
Your daughter.
She'll be graduating in 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is something that's much more, I mean, this was not really something they talked about in medical school. Previously.
Right. You
previously.
Mean about how the patient about feels the patient, emotionally
yeah.
and
well,
all other
that,
kinds of ways.
And, you know, how we die. And, you know, geriatrics is a right. is a hot topic in medical school
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Right. It seems as though it's something that should have been there all along. But mm-hmm. it basically acknowledges the power of the patient's story to
you
change
know,
the way care is given
well,
and,
of course,
and
the,
received.
Right. The problem, of course, is you don't really get to charge for that. So a lot of doctors don't talk to their patients that
uh-huh.
much. You know, it's all about procedures now.
Right.
According, you know, in terms of Medicare and Medicaid, you have to check off little boxes, and that's how you get paid, or the
uh-huh.
hospital gets paid. So to say you've had a really nice chat with a patient doesn't really reward you financially.
Yeah. The hospice people somehow know how to do that. It
they
really
sure
works.
They're great. Hospice is a great
yes,
program.
It is.
Yeah.
And I must say that my experience is with cardiologists. Cardiologists somehow are a different breed as far as I'm concerned because they, and my cardiologist explained it to me. In fact, I asked if they had lessons in how to deal with patients. And he said no, but that what he does is say, well, when you explain what you're going through, how does it feel? I mean, to me, it feels like, you know, not enough blood is getting to the brain, I say, or other, you know, to the stomach, mm-hmm. maybe. But
of course, it's a little bit easier for them since they're kind of like car mechanics, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they can't see what's going
right.
on, so they need to have a description from the
right.
patient.
But it is just something that functions, and they can fix it or not, sort
yeah.
of, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is part of a project at Columbia Presbyterian?
Columbia Medical Center. I guess that's Columbia Presbyterian.
I think so, yeah.
And, of course, Donald Hall lives... He's not still alive anymore, I don't think.
I was going to say.
Yes, I believe he is.
He's lived quite a long time, and he's he outlived his last wife, who was actually quite younger. And a lot of his poems were about her and the difficulty of being alone and old.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times reviewed his latest book, which was Essays After 80. He produced that in 2014, and the Times said, "For the treacle that usually infuses treatises on aging, he has substituted a seductive frankness and bracing precision." So this is what we have to look forward to in Mortality Mansions on March 24th at 6 o'clock.
So it's a song cycle of how many poems?
Oh, dear. I think it's about 10 or 12 poems.
This is what you call art songs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that what they call it?
That's right. And that's what this Sparks and Wiry Cries organization is interested in doing. It's a global platform for art song.
Oh.
Advocating the publication and performance and commission of new works.
Nice.
So they've been in existence, I guess, for about 5 years.
So why are we privileged to get this preview? A preview of a premiere, which sounds kind of strange because it's technically the premiere.
It's a sneak preview.
Sneak premiere. Right. Yeah, sneak premiere.
Well, I guess we're in not great enough standing or something. We have to be a New York institution or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like we're an institution.
I know. What was the connection?
So
was there a local connection?
Yes. This was through my connections at Bard. Erica Switzer, who works in the vocal art department. Vocal arts program, the graduate vocal arts program, and she suggested that we could try this out before they do the premiere.
Bard would have been too high profile.
Maybe, yeah, they would have wanted to take the premiere.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a really interesting program indeed.
You like art song, Ellen?
I don't dislike it.
Okay. That's a real,
I don't like rush to
that's
hear
a real hearty endorsement.
Well, I've listened to some of the other music of Herschel Garfein, and it's very accessible. He's a real American voice in music, and so I think you'll enjoy it. And also, he seems to write for the voice in such a way that you really can hear the words.
Oh, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have the words printed in the program so people can follow along. That's a very important aspect.
And they're in English.
He's made an opera of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead based on Tom Stoppard's play. So,
great play.
And that's receiving its piano vocal premiere this summer.
Wow.
In the Adirondacks, the Siegel Music Colony in the Adirondacks. It takes a long time to do an opera. We're going to be doing a preview of a workshop, actually, of an opera written by a woman who lives here in Columbia County later in the year.
This is part of a whole program?
I don't know.
This is a program? It's a musical program through the Hudson Opera House? I mean, through the...
The
Hudson
library.
Area Library?
Yes.
Do you have a name for it? I mean, is there like a...
Well, we're calling music events that we do Music in the Stacks.
Okay.
And I say they're music in and out of the stacks because sometimes they'll be in the stacks, actually. We are planning a couple of things that will be in the stacks. Yes, we have a number of things lined up, which I can outline for you.
So does that mean... In the stacks, you put the trombones under T, and the clarinets go under C.
Right.
Oh, I get it, Ellen.
Well, somebody gets it.
Right.
Music in the stacks.
Right. Brenda, our new program director, came up with that name.
Brenda Schufelt.
Yes.
She's the program director at the library.
At the library, yeah.
Right.
She was here.
On our show?
Yeah.
Was I here?
No, I think you were not.
Okay.
I'm beginning to think you were not.
Well, yeah. It's very
You're
exciting.
You're hoping I wasn't.
She's,
what you mean.
She's dreaming up lots of things, and she's really excited about doing music programs as well, so I'm kind of helping her with that.
What happened to Classics on Hudson? Aren't they? Are they? They're
at the Opera House, called Henry Hudson.
Oh, please, let's not get into that one, Ellen Thurston.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look, she's shaking her head for those who can't see.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to obviously go for a potentially larger audience now that they have upstairs. What's the seating capacity of this room?
It's like just a little over 100.
Yeah, that's what I guess.
But it's cozy. And
we have so many nice venues now.
Yeah, we do.
Your house. For those intimate concerts.
Oh, and we're going to have an intimate concert at my house, too.
Oh, cool.
So, one thing that's happening that's coming up is we're having an open house on Saturday, April 8th, to celebrate a year in the Armory. And there'll be all kinds of activities going on. You really should look at the website to see. There will be local musicians playing on the hour and other people doing things.
Yeah, speaking of which, you know, I filled out the application for volunteering there and no one's gotten back to me yet.
Oh, well, we're working on that system to be more efficient.
Oh, interesting. I wondered why it's taken a while.
Don't give up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give up. I mean, it's like, okay, I put in the information. I'm waiting.
Right.
It's a nice website, actually.
It is, yes.
It's better than the cities.
Right. And they just put in the new page where you can sign up as a volunteer.
I see.
So I think they're working out the bugs there. We got another little gift of a program, actually, that's going to be performed by Erica Switzer, who I mentioned before, mm-hmm. with her husband, Tyler Duncan, who's a baritone. And they are taking a program to France, and I believe they're recording it there. And it's called English Songs by French Composers, and it'll be a benefit for the library in a private home, mine, and on Saturday, May 20th. So that's going to be the poetry of Stevenson, Joyce, Longfellow, Tennyson, and so on, and music by Millot, Gounod, Saint-Saëns, Ravel, and others. So that's exciting. And they just wanted to try it out again. So it's a kind of a gift for us. We're really grateful for that. Then another benefit, which will actually be in the stacks with music, we'll have a klezmer ensemble.
Ah,
klezmer and jazz, and that will be in the stacks on Saturday, June 10th. At 6 o'clock. And Paul Green is a clarinetist who's part of this group, who founded the group that's going to play, which is called Two Worlds. And we'll have more details on that as time goes by. And then
you're a big fan of klezmer, right, Alan?
I like klezmer.
I know.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It brings you back to your roots.
Right. And Paul Green was a 13-year-old when he played with Leonard Bernstein's Young People's Concerts. So he's been around, and he's in the Berkshires, and he's all over the place playing in different places and teaching around here. And then finally, we're doing this opera preview in November, Sheila Silver's 1,000 Splendid Suns, which...
Is that S-U-N-S?
Yes. It's the novel by Khalid Hosseini. And it's the author of The Kite Runner. And it takes place in Afghanistan. And Sheila is a wonderful composer. And I just heard from her the other day, and she said she has completed the opera. They have, and it took her 3 years, 1 month, and 3 days to write the opera.
But who's counting?
And she celebrated after that. In November, we will have a screening of Act 1 and a live performance of Act 2. That will be the result of a workshop that will take place in New York the week before that. So, lots of stuff going on. And it's... it's really, the library is really an exciting place. If you haven't stopped by there, you really should, because I can't even describe the multitude of things that are going on there. And
I stopped by on Monday, Ellen.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
It's closed.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I did, you know, I was there for what I showed you earlier, that, you know, I wanted to walk around and look at the... Mm-hmm. Situation.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, we are trying to raise money so that
we can expand
the hours, which we really need to do, because the library is used very, very heavily by the entire
It's a beautiful
community.
Building. They're doing great things there.
Yeah.
And you do have some evening hours, don't you?
It goes until...
There's a couple till eight. A couple of nights where it's till 8.
A couple of nights. Uh-huh. HudsonAreaLibrary.org. You can find out all this information.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And sign up to be a volunteer, and we'll follow up on it.
Yeah.
Well, thank
and
you.
And as you know, one of our own programmers, Emily Jimides, worked there.
Yes.
Has a program.
Does work there. Yes. She's fabulous.
Thank you, Gwen, for bringing this to us.
Thank you.
It sounds great. Yep. Again, it's March 24th.
At
6 o'clock
in the community room of the library.
51 North 5th Street.
5th Street.
Corner of State.
Right. Hope to see you all there.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.